Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Welcome to Word Explosion with Reverend Simon Akoko, Head Pastor of Grace Hope Chapel. Do you need direction in life? Are you yearning for a closer walk with God? Are you desiring to be fruitful? The Word of God provides the answers. Feast on God's Word and let the grace of God envelop you as you listen to this life-changing message. Be blessed.
Lift your hand and say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this morning. I ask you to minister grace to my spirit, to my heart, and to my mind. I can't hear you. I ask you to bless me and transform my life. Bring me a word which is able to build me up and give me an inheritance among the saints. I declare by faith that I shall be blessed. I shall be lifted up to my next level as I receive from you a word in season. In Jesus' name. And the church shall shout a big amen. Come on, shout a big amen. Shall we pray? Father, we love you and we thank you for the gift of 2021. I stand here as your vessel this morning to declare the very oracles of God. I ask you to anoint me afresh. Give me fresh unction to function this morning. Let every man, every woman under the sound of my voice receive a rhema for transformation. To God be the glory. Great things you have done and greater things you will do. Bless us this morning and cause us to receive a deposit of your word. A word that will carry us through 2021 and beyond. We bless you in Jesus' name. And the church shall shout a big amen. Shall we rise? Let's read Psalm 23 together. Very popular scriptures. Scripture this morning. I want you to understand. I said it last year, 31st night. I'm saying it again. Never take for granted simple, popular scriptures. They carry heavy-duty information. God has made it said that such scriptures are popular because over the years, people have used it. And there's a tendency for you to just rattle it, rote memory, and not imbibe the spirit and the revelation that it carries. But hey, anytime you hear a popular scripture, don't rush through it. Meditate on it and try and catch a fresh rhema from it. So this morning we are reading once again one of the most popular scriptures in the whole of the Bible. And I'm just trusting the Lord to bring fresh life and fresh meal out of it for you. So let's go together. You can even close your eyes and recite it, won't you? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul and he leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Say it with me. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff double, they comfort me. And you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil and my cup runs over. This is the beat. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Let's say it again. Surely.
Surely.
Lift your hand and declare by faith. Say, surely.
Surely.
Come on, somebody say, surely.
Surely.
Goodness.
Goodness.
And mercy.
Mercy.
Shall follow me.
All
the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and take your seat. Surely. Surely, Father, we thank you for your beautiful word. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've worked with God for some time. I've been in ministry almost 20 years in full-time ministry alone. Is that it? Yeah. 20 years. Full-time. Dedicated. Committed. Before that, I was a student pastor. I moved on to teach for a while. For a few years. Still pastoring, even as a teacher. But since I entered full-time, all out. Almost 20 years. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to announce to you that if there's one revelation you can catch about God, it is the fact that this our God, He is good and His mercy endureth forever. He is a good God. And that must sink into your spirit. It doesn't matter what you have been through. It doesn't matter what you are going through. Or what you went through in 2020. Let the devil not lie to you. This our God, He is good all the time, and all the time He is good. Hey, otherwise, ladies and gentlemen, me and you, dear, where would we have been? Last year, where would we have been? What hospitals do we have? What expert? How many ventilations do we have?
There's a ventilator. No, you see, I brought you a crowd. That's what I said, $4,500. Now, it's a simple hat.
How are we going to survive this thing?
Hey, COVID.
Hey, when all the predictions pointed to the fact that for Africa, No, social distance is not as difficult in a foreign world like it is here. We naturally have girl. We eat from the same apotoria. 10 people in the same bedroom. How is it possible to social distance here?
Social distance. Physical distance.
Some years ago, my father, my mother, myself, my brother, my sister, one room. We were in one room. I remember as it was yesterday. If you are going to wee wee, you have to jump on 1, 2, 3.
Jump.
So by all reasonable implications, Africa was going to suffer the greatest.
And see, Ushamu Pah, Sanya COVID, Nensentra, Nene, and Husu City, and all.
Why are persons coming? That's not the case.
And see, Ushamu Dia,
and Kabibu Hadi, Africa,
and Wasanka Sansa,
was the greatest cash
office.
But this poor man,
and so I brought fire,
and said, this poor man,
cried
to the Lord, and the Lord heard him. If there's a year we have prayed, it was 2020. And if you don't believe in prayer, see if you are alive today. Grace and mercy located you. Goodness and mercy found you.
Amen.
Otherwise, you don't qualify.
Sir, I see people who are born pay yourself before I have few women.
We don't qualify.
Let's say any man may have dominated more profoundly.
We don't have anything for us to survive.
I dare pan the other boy.
Until today, the scientists can't explain it to.
Shall find a first to the age.
I'm told that they are wondering, why are the Africans not dying?
Yes,
I don't have the answers.
But
one thing I know, God, He is good and merciful. This poor man cried to the Lord, and the Lord heard him.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let it sink into your spirit. And don't let the devil deceive you that this is our God, He is good. I look through my Bible and I see it all the time. One day a certain young man went to Jesus and said, rich young man, and said, good teacher, what can I do to inherit the kingdom? Jesus said, and he was talking like a man, like a teacher. And he said, why do you call me good? Because not one is good. Not one is good. The one that is good, only God is good. I say, only God is good. Do you think you are good? How many people here are good? Don't let me say something. Get up and say you are good. Get up and say you are good and let me see. Don't braid yourself. Don't let me charge right now. Teachers are not good. Doctors are not good. Pastors are not good. Oh, you are good. I see some holy pastors here. Onipa. Onipa. Tell your neighbor. Tell your neighbor. Onipa.
Bible said there were nipa kuma munyina mumu yankwa.
Jesus was saying that as a man cannot be good. We are filled with wickedness and evil. He has an agenda.
Jesus said,
why do you call me good? That's not that
Jesus in front of papa.
That's good. But the one who came from heaven. Bible says how the Father anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Now talking as God with the Holy Ghost and power, he went about doing good. Doing good. Jesus was a good God in the flesh. Listen to me. Our God is good all the time, and He goes around doing good. The Bible says, you who are evil, that's why I say we are bad.
Listen,
Jesus, Matthew 7, you who are evil. How many are bad? Don't spiritualize yourself and come and deceive us. Sometimes when people come to church, they are wearing white, and they are, stop. Me, I'm not impressed with super spiritual people. I've been a pastor for a long time. I have seen that the more people are spiritual, the more dangerous they are. Hey. But the Bible says, you who are evil, if you know how to give good things to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven not give good things to those who ask Him? I'm here to announce to you, 2021, good things are coming your way.
Amen.
I said, oh, who can I prophet? I said, good things are coming your way.
Amen.
Whether the devil likes it or not, whether demons like it or not, Amen. I saw the Lord and the heavens open, and He said, I want to pour down my goodness and mercy upon my people. I want you to follow them the rest of their life. And you here, you are a recipient of the goodness and the mercy of God. If you believe it, give a shout and amen to the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, you will receive it.
And hear me.
He's not just good. But another thing about God is that he is generous. Yeah, he is generous. He's not just good, he's also generous. Matthew 20:15. Some people had worked the whole day. They have caught nothing. They had worked for the master. And then some people came the 11th hour. Yes, 1 hour. He was recruited. And then when they were paid, the people who worked the whole day began to complain. I thought it would get better. He said, I'm the boss. I decide on showing mercy and goodness to who I want to show to. He said, oh, are you envious? Are you envious that I am generous? I am generous. I don't know who I'm prophesying to, but 2021, God is going to be generous to you. Hear me. I said, God is going to be so kind to you that your enemies, your contemporaries, your family people, they can't get it, they can't figure it out. They will wonder, why is it? When did he come? What qualifications does he have? And yet God in his goodness and his mercy is about to show his generosity to you. And you will experience the inexplicable kindness of God. Amen. I'm prophesying to 15 people, amen, but they can receive it right now. Receive God's generosity. Are you envious that I am generous? God is about to become generous to somebody. It is his nature. Bible says, thou crown the year with your goodness, and your path drip with abundance. I speak into your life in 2021, may your path drip with abundance. Wherever you step, can I prophesy? Wherever you go, I see abundance falling for you. You will step into abundance. You will step into the goodness and the mercy of God. Because your God, he is good and his mercy endureth forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He's
good. Nature to be generous to his people. Yesterday, a bishop in the city called me. He said, Simon. Hey, God is good. He said, Simon. God is good. As a bishop, God is good. Why are you saying that? I said, why do you know our theme for this year? He said, no. As a bishop, you are prophesying. He said, Simon, God is too good. I said, why, Bishop? He said, hey, when you move to Ahunju, I was saying it in my house, that this guy, this corner that he has gone to, who will come there? Who will appear there? He's so hidden. Nobody can see him and locate him any longer. Is he sure that's the best decision he should have taken? Then he said, suddenly, I was driving past here, and I saw how the place has opened up. And how the place has become a major high street. He said, I pass there all the time. And I have just realized that God has been good to you. I said, yes, it's not our fault. We serve a God who specializes in showing goodness and mercy to his children. And I prophesy as a set man of this house. I don't know who I came for this morning, but I speak as a set man of this house. Get ready. In this year of our Lord 2021, get ready to experience the inexplicable goodness and mercy of God. You are next in line to experience the goodness of God. Put your hands together for the Lord.
Amen. Sofo sinra wo ho na sofo panyi bi frɛ no se nyame yo. Ni tietia ne se sofo se ah. Na abrante wo be se asore dan hwɛ kɔna ne tokro we ma ade abese. Ebe de na nipa hu. Aba sorry, na anu ya na osu otwam na ofa kwan foforo yi so
God is about to be generous to you. I said, God is about to be generous to you. In the name of Jesus, out of no reason. It is His goodness. Now, this revelation, I noticed that the church, the New Testament, unfortunately hasn't caught it. We haven't caught it. It's strange that the Old Testament folks seem to understand the goodness and mercy of God better than us.
David,
and it runs through the whole of the Psalms.
Psalm 100.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. For the Lord is good, verse 5. And his mercy endureth forever. David said, we enter whenever we come. Our first statement, when we enter into the presence of God, we come with thanksgiving in our heart. And our first statement is that he is good and his mercy endureth forever. Anytime you enter God's presence, let that be your first mantra. The Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Put your hands together for Jesus. Psalm 106 verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 107 verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endureth forever. This thing has become a refrain, a catchword. They say it day to day. They sing it. They declare it. And this year, if you are smart, wherever you are, whatever you are going through, you've got to pause and say, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. Because your confession will be your possession. In Psalm 107, four times. He repeats it here. I don't have time. But let's read verse 31. I'm just capturing something for you. And then we shall be gone this morning. Oh, that man will give thanks to the Lord. You see, when he goes there, it's like the thing is increasing. Oh, that man. Will catch this and give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works, not to animals but towards the children of men. And you are one of them. I say you are one of them. When Jesus came on the scene, the angels began to sing, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards men. Are you one of men? God will show you his goodwill in 2021. If you believe, you say, yes, I believe. Yeah. It runs through. By the time we get to Psalm 136, that one, it became a recitation. It's like a poem. It's like a chant. The whole of Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for his good and his mercy endure forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of God, for his mercy endure forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Continue. Verse 4. It's running through. So when I say that, you repeat it. To him alone who does great wonders,
for his mercies endureth forever.
To him who by his wisdom made the heavens,
for his mercies endureth forever.
To him who laid out the earth above the waters,
for his mercy endures forever.
Ah, yeah, yeah. To him who spared us from the COVID-19 attack.
For his mercy endures.
To him who kept you through darkness, through thick and thin, 2021. For his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, why this chant? Why this repetition? Because he wanted it to sink into their spirit. He wanted them to catch the revelation. And I want you to catch this revelation this year. Memorize it. Confess it. Let it be on your lips. Because if you can confess it, it will become your possession. Keep saying it, for the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. My father said when he was young, he used to live in the Volta region. And in the Volta region, there were a lot of superstition. This idol, this god, this voodoo, this. But he got to know the Lord. The one scripture was so strong in his mouth. The lion of the tribe of Judah has conquered.
Amen.
The lion of the tribe of Judah has conquered. He said, anytime he faces a difficult time, he said, don't be afraid. For the lion of the tribe of Judah has conquered.
Amen.
He said several times he has come to a dangerous moment, difficult times.
The
ones that people die. But he will often say, the lion of the tribe of Judah has come. And anytime he spoke it out, the doors opened, things changed, and worked on us to be have. I declare to you, speak goodness, speak mercy, and see this shift for your life this year of our Lord. Put your hands together for the Lord.
Amen.
It will change for you.
For
he is good.
Yeah, goodness and mercy. What is your man? Yeah, bro. Yeah, blepa. What's it?
Yes, no, the science can't predict anything, but speak God's word. The word created this life. The economists predicted recession. 2020 was the best year for some people.
Yes.
Can I talk to somebody here?
Yes.
No matter the announcement of the word, you are exempted.
Amen.
Because God will show you his goodness and his kindness in Jesus' name.
Amen. And see the economists and experts in the country.
2020. Don't listen to the experts.
And see
the American. Whose report will you believe? I will believe the report of the Lord.
And hear me. It's
not only in good times. Or when they came to church.
And I say, yeah, sorry.
That the old people said God is good and his mercy and beautiful. Even in difficult times. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When wicked men, number one, came after me. Number two, when my enemies and my adversaries came after me. Number three, when an army rose up and then come against me, my heart shall not fear. Number four, do war. Think about it. It started with wicked people. Number two, enemies. Number three, now army. Number four, war. He said, in this, confident. What confidence is he talking about? How many people are confident when there's war? How many are confident when enemies have surrounded you?
They're
not with David.
David.
He said, even this, I feel like preaching. Even this, will I test out? It doesn't matter how they are planning against you in 2021. He said, I will be confident. In what? What is the confidence of David about?
David,
the 13 gives us an answer. What is he confident about? Look at NIV. we follow the pattern.
New International Version.
I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Who am I talking to? It doesn't matter how enemies have surrounded you. It doesn't matter how tough things look like for 2021. It doesn't matter what the experts, the scientists, the economists are saying. It doesn't matter the doctor's report against your life. I came with one sure word. I came with one sure word for somebody. Say it, the Lord. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. I feel like prophesying to somebody. I may not have bank accounts. The odds are against me, but I'm still confident. I am still confident. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I prophesy to you. I know you are 38 years. They say your biological clock is ticking. But hey, I'm still confident of this. You will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. If I were you, I'd shout a big amen. Walk into 2021 saying, yeah, though I walk through the valley. They say there's a new strain coming. It is wilder than the old strain. But I see somebody say, yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Come, because I am confident of this, I will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Put your hands together, my Lord. What a good God.
Akukodronia hotoso we ni adi face 2021. Yase COVID no ma hu na ho so foforo. US ni ba ko test ba ko kwa fa ban fo. Ni nyina mo na de ba. Yase ye de mfa ye ho. De ye kan ne se ye behu nyame ayamuye.
Pick it up.
Ye behu nyame ayamuye. E wo ate asefo.
I'm still confident. I feel an anointing in the house this morning.
Please.
If you can be, listen, some trust in their chariots, some trust in their bows and their arrows, but we trust in the name of the Lord. Do you know, during wartime, the people of Israel made this confession.
Wow, Israel for any atio, yeah,
quite a point.
And Katuo, and yes, you say,
war time.
I saw that for a boom, or no, my son for so tanty way.
Hear me. Look at 2 Chronicles 2021.
I shall brass some woman.
2 Chronicles. This word of God sometimes is interesting.
Brass some woman. The apostle, you know. You word, you know.
Verse 21.
Wonderful.
Doesn't this sound like 2021?
Yes, sir, 2021, Papa.
Hey,
what a shock.
There is a millions of people are gathered against them.
Let us say, don't match the almost on
the king himself was shaking. He admitted he was afraid. He said, God help the helpless against the mighty.
This whole beautiful story.
The king was so afraid. So scared. God said, you don't have to fear. Stand still. I'll fight for you. Just position yourself. Let the singers go. Then in verse 21, hear me, this is Exodus 20, 21. He said, after consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing. Hey, to the Lord and to praise the splendor of his holiness.
Wait.
As they began to sing and praise the Lord. No, go to 21. I want 21. Good. Let's look at this one. As they went out at the head of the army saying, give thanks to the Lord for his love or his mercy endures forever. How many of you will be going to an operation room and will be saying, Lord, I thank you for your mercy endureth forever. You are going into a difficult exam and you are saying, Lord, I thank you because you are good and your mercy endureth forever. You are facing a big challenge and say, Lord, I bless you for your mercy and your goodness endureth forever. If you can say that, verse 22 will be your portion. Bible says, the Lord himself set ambushes against them and slaughtered all of them.
Israel for Quaku, Obia, the tankers, yet the death, a trouble by Jana was soon where Jai Kokampire will say, and soon Yankupon, Emma Basabasa, yes, you my town for some, Emma Namitin Kunima.
For the Lord,
after 2021, yet they are ye.
Can you sing for me?
For the Lord is good, for the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. For the Lord is good.
Ah, yeah.
For the Lord is good.
For the Lord is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
And as you sing it, the goodness of God is coming into your life. For the Lord is good,
and his mercy endureth forever.
Church, I don't have time. I'll continue again on this trench. But hear me. Not only in war, even in sin, when they have blown it, they still confess the goodness of God. Any situation and every situation, they kept saying God is good. No matter the situation, they got a revelation about the goodness of God.
Alignment.
They got a revelation. You've got to believe it. Because he's generous. He's generous. So this year, get ready for double. I say, get ready for double. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now let me get to my main scripture. 5 minutes and I'm out. Psalm 23. Beautiful scripture. For the Lord is good. Mercy endureth forever. Think about it. It endures forever. It doesn't stop. This is the revelation that David caught. And in Psalm 23, he declared boldly.
And as Psalm 23, no, what dear could go doing in
the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not want. What a bold, emphatic statement. Do you believe that?
That means there's
not going to be lack in your life.
If
the Lord is your shepherd, he is your guide. He's the one leading you. Listen. The Lord. 2021. Start with the Lord. Start with the Lord. Let the Lord guide and lead. What is it? He makes me to lie down. I don't search for green pastures. He makes me. Who can I talk to? May God lead you this year.
Speak to me, sir.
May he be number one in your life.
Amen.
May he be your topmost priority.
Amen.
The Lord. Start with the Lord.
Amen.
I know some of you have started making your plans. It's good to make plans, but start with the Lord. Let him be the guide. He makes me. I like that. Since I was young, I realized that we don't search for green pastures.
We don't go to Italy to look for money. Mm-hmm. No. The Lord, He makes me to lie. I see you lying down in green pastures.
Amen.
You don't look for it. He makes me. I see God the creator you are making you. 2021, He will make you. Then He doesn't only make you, He leads me in the path of righteousness. Angie, I know you want to marry. Let God lead you.
And know
that guy is fine.
And
know the lady is hefty.
But
please let the Lord lead you. You don't have a clue. You don't have a clue what's in store. But it will take the Lord. I'm saying it will take the Lord. David started with the Lord.
Your man
start with the Lord. And let Him lead you in the path of righteousness. Let Him guide you. Let Him make the decisions for you. For His own name's sake. He said, I'll lead the blind. Say, I'll lead the blind Isaiah by ways they have not known. May God lead you. Jesus said, because you said you are blind, you can see. But because you think you can see, you are blind. I want blind people here. I want blind people here today who are saying, Lord, I don't know my left from my right. Lord, I've not been to 21 before. I've not been there before. But lead me in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. And I see the Lord leading you. And when the Lord leads you, it doesn't matter the trap. The traps that are ahead. The Bible says He will deliver me from evil. Lead me not into temptation. Lead, 2020. I said, God, I see God leading you out of every trap. Every mind that is bomb mind that is set for you, you will escape it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Because He will lead you not into temptation. Put your hands together for the Lord. Now watch this. Watch. I want to share with you three powerful things here. And I'm closing. When you go meditate on them. I don't have time. Number one, He leads us. And 2021, He's going to lead us if you allow Him.
2021,
the Lord is my guide. It's when He leads you that you won't want. When He leads you that you can come to a corner of a city and within 1-2 years, it will become the capstone, the main road of the city. That's when He leads
you.
So if God doesn't lead you, say, I don't like here because it's too much in the corner. He leads me. Please, let God be your guide. Start with Him. And all the way to December, say, Lord, I've not been here
2021,
before. Please guide me. For your name's sake. Because I need you. For your name, I'm a child of God. Help me.
Get it right.
But somehow in this beautiful sight, in the middle, something happened. Yeah. He was leading. He's leading. But along the line, listen, let nobody lie to you that when a year starts like this, it will all be rosy.
And they live happily ever after.
No, you are not in the real world.
It's
not sincere.
Every day, enjoyment, enjoy them with evidence.
Check through all those who followed God.
Cartoons, and
it doesn't happen in real life. But watch David.
Oh, now so you heard David.
Suddenly he found himself in the valley. And valleys are part of life. Valleys are part of life. And in life, sometimes he brings you to the valley. And it's important for you to be in the valley. Because when you are in the valley, that's where you see your real friends. And your real lovers. And your real enemies. When you're on top, they will all act like they like you. But the valley is important. So you can see the real people who like you or they don't like you. And hear me, your valley season will definitely come. I have my own valley season. I've been through some wild valleys. From time to time, I come there. Even 2020, I hit the valley. I hit the pothole. But hey, David said, yeah, though. I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Watch David, walk through or nantifa muntu so wadru valley mu anwa kwaka ho de. Sorry. Na kwa wanim.
Now watch it, number one.
Ya nantitwam.
Watch it, number one.
The person
he was leading.
Eradidi nanim kan.
Then along the line, when things got tough,
and your mom
you may not see him leading.
Who said?
Because you are in a valley. And you are confused. And you are saying, where is God? Because you are leading me. How come I can't see my way? No, at that time, he moved from there. And he came to be with you. At your side. At your side. So number one, he leads you. Number two, he comes to your side. Sometimes he comes by your side. When you don't see him, I think sometimes, I love the footprint story.
Yes.
He said, we were walking and I saw two footprints. But at the point, I saw only one footprint. Where were you, God? That was when I carried you. So that footprint you see, it's me. It's mine, not yours. That's when he's with you. It doesn't matter what will happen in 2021. I prophesy. He will be with you. He will be with you. He will help you. It's called Paracletos. Paracletos.
Paracletos.
By your side. So number one, he's going to lead you and be ahead of you. Number two, he's going to be by your side. Then number three, by the time you hit verse 6, he said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Surely shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Can you get the drift? Or you still don't get it?
And I am drawing a graph and show.
So see it.
See.
Three ways. He is ahead of you. He will be by your side. And he will cover your back. He is ahead of you. He will be by your side. And he will also cover your back. So hear me. 2021. You are covered on all sides.
Amen.
He's ahead. He's by your side. And he's behind you. Helping you. No matter where the enemy passes, God will cover you.
Amen.
On all sides.
Amen.
Get ready for all-round victory and all-round covering.
Amen.
In 2021 by the grace of God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Everybody be to one kind. Obe bow level. Obe sabo chidom. Nyami yo. Nyami yo.
Lift your hands and say, for the Lord is good. And his mercy
and his
endures forever. Speak it, catch this revelation and speak it all the rest of your life. It will work for you. This morning, I want to give opportunity for a certain category of people who are here. I say, Pastor, you've been talking about God's goodness. In my life, I've never experienced this goodness of God. Only experienced bitterness, disappointment, pain. I don't see it. I don't seem to experience it. But this morning and this year, I want to experience the goodness of God in my life. Me too. So I can testify of His goodness. See, there's just one suggestion the Bible has for such people. The Bible says, taste and see that the Lord, He is what?
Good.
Taste and what?
See.
That the Lord, He is what?
Good.
The sweetness. If you don't taste, you will not know. We know what we are talking about. Now we know God is gracious. We know it. See, what the Old Testament people call goodness and mercy, the New Testament calls it grace. Simplifies it.
Just the combined effect of grace and mercy, who be drew New Testament, goodness and mercy, who come bomb one?
This morning you are here, first Sunday of the year.
And then
the
question is,
the pastor. I want to taste of the goodness of God. I want to experience God's goodness. It starts by surrounding your life to the Lord.
Heart,
your mind, your soul. Dedicating your life to the Lord. May God come and have a way in my life. Let me taste of your goodness. If that's you, I want you to lift your hand. Lift your
hand.
Hands very high. I want to pray for you. God bless you. I see your hand. I see your hand. Don't be shy. Lift it very high. I see your hand. Lift it very high. Don't be shy. I see your hand also. You have the top there, the down there. Lift it very high. You also will see the goodness. Make a decision for Jesus. Taste and see. Taste and see. Taste and see. That God is gracious. Lift your hand, please. I want you to say this. No, you talk to God on your own first. Say, Lord, I want a taste of you. Pastor has spoken that you are good and merciful. And you are merciful. Have mercy on me. Forgive me my sins. Give me a fresh start. I want to taste of your graciousness. I want to taste of your mercy.
2021.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Talk to him. Talk to him.
All right.
Pray this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today. I make a bold decision. To make you. The Lord.
Of my life.
For today.
And forever.
In Jesus' name. Give me my sin.
Forgive me my sin.
Make me a brand new person. And let me taste.
Of your goodness.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we thank you. And if any man comes to you, you will not cast away. Father, bless them. Favor them. Let your hand be upon them. Reveal yourself to them and change their lives for good. What I have preached today, testify to them the reality of your goodness in 2021. Most importantly, wipe away their sins and write their names in the book of life. And when you appear, they will go and be with you. We thank you. And we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to WEDEX Explosion with Reverend Simon Ampofo. We believe you've been blessed. For more life-changing messages, please make a date with us on Spirit FM Mondays to Fridays from 11:40 a.m. to 12 noon. On Love FM every Friday from 5:30 a.m. to 6 a.m. We invite you to worship with us at Grateful Chapel Ahunjo, some meters away from Lametta Hotel and directly behind Charisse's Hotel. Our Sunday service is at 8:30 a.m. and our midweek service is on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. For more information, please call 0552-505083. Email us at admin@gracefield.org or visit our website www.gracefield.org. You can join the Reverend Simon Ampofo page on Facebook. You can also follow Gracefield Chapel on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We'll love to hear from you. It's your season of grace. Believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26767 6055 +233 26767 6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com.